Welcome to Water Online Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and WEFTEC, the Water Quality Event. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. You are listening to Todd and Todd of Water Online Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is day two of Water Online's live coverage of WEFTEC. Todd, I continue to just be blown away by the cool people, the cool organizations, and the cool innovation we continue to see.
Yep, and we've talked to the folks that are with us right now before, although we've got an addition. We've got someone we haven't spoken to, but we know that whole organization is just a font of innovation.
Yeah, no, I really look forward to our conversations with these guys. Say hello to Jim Cairns. He is a process business manager for analyzers with Thermo Fisher Scientific. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
Oh, it's good to have you back. We're also joined by Ricky Hartwell, a global product manager with Thermo Fisher Scientific. Welcome, Ricky.
Thank you.
Jim, let's start with you. Quickly, share with the audience a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, well, I've been in the process business for almost two decades now, pretty much serving the water and biotech industries. And so I'm pretty familiar with all the requirements for that water stuff, you know, and getting things going the way they're supposed to. And, you know, it's been pretty fun. I tell you, shows like this at WEFTEC is great, being able to see all this stuff that's coming around.
Well, we love hearing you talk about all that stuff. So thanks for being with us. Ricky, tell our audience a little about you and your background.
Sure. My background is in biochemistry and molecular biology. I've been with Thermo Fisher Scientific for about 10 years now, and my focus has been on the laboratory instruments for water and wastewater.
Outstanding. Well, our audience is certainly familiar with Thermo Fisher Scientific, but give us a rundown on the water analysis unit.
Yeah, the water analysis unit, we have basically two pieces of that division. So we have a process side and a lab side. So I'm responsible for the process side, but we're basically creating and supplying instrumentations for the water industry that helps measure and keep that water clean and helping those end users make sure that they're doing what they need to meet the regulations, et cetera. And then for Ricky, I'll let her take up on the lab there a little bit, but it's more for those instrumentations in the lab.
Yes. So our other side is the lab instrument side. We complement the process with electrochemistry and optical measurements for pH, conductivity, dissolved oxygen, and concentration using an ion selective electrode.
Well, look, process measurements are important. In fact, I'd go so far as to say they're absolutely vital for cost control and effluent control and all kinds of different things. But there's a big difference between process measurements and good process measurements. Ricky, can you give us some insight there?
That's a great question. When you're taking process measurements, you want to make sure that your readings correlate to what your lab instruments are reporting. So my expertise is in the lab side, and we focus on making sure our lab technology matches our process technology. So you're getting a good process measurement when you're getting the result you expect to see the first time, and you don't have to take that reading again.
Jim, what are you hearing from your customers? I'm sure they have some interesting feedback and insights that help you guys produce a better outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, probably one of the biggest challenges we hear from our customers is that, you know, the process measurement, you know, has to be validated. You know, someone's got to come out and say, hey, that's measuring the way it's supposed to. And that's where Ricky's side of the business comes in, is that lab instrumentation is used to validate that online process instrumentation. And what we hear from customers is sometimes it's a very difficult balance to be able to do that. Usually it's because it's, you know, different instrumentations or different technologies that are being used to check similar measurements. And that's a very difficult thing to do, to get those measurements to coincide or work together. So it causes an inefficient process or just waste of time, because they have to do the measurement many times in order to get them to jive enough where it's good for them to continue to run in their process. That's why Ricky and I, we work very closely together, because I want to make sure that I put process equipment onto the line that's very close to what she has in the lab, to make sure that when those instrument techs and when those lab techs get together to check those measurements, that they actually measure very quickly on the first try together, because we're trying to make sure that those technologies are pretty much, you know, right next to each other.
Continue on that theme a little bit. Say that I'm an executive decision maker level at one of your customers. What kind of things do I need to be doing to make sure I'm accomplishing what you just talked about?
Well, it's a good question. And really what it is making sure that you're using apples and apples. You know, so if I've got an ISC electrode that's out on the line, I need to make sure that I'm using an ISC electrode to validate that measurement. And same thing if it's colorimetric. I need to make sure that if I've got a colorimetric, like, let's say, chlorine, that I'm using a very like measurement for in the lab to validate that measurement. So that's really what the key is making sure that you're doing the same thing in the line that you're doing in the lab to make sure that you're validating those processes properly.
Ricky, talk about Thermoscientific Orion, which is obviously a well-known name for laboratory pH measurements. Talk about the applications of that.
Sure. We've been developing sensors for over 50 years now, and we've really been focusing on making sure our electrodes are high quality with accurate and fast readings. Our Ross pH electrodes are very well known for being highly accurate and reliable. So we've really developed those to make sure that customers feel comfortable using them and that they trust their readings when they get them.
Yeah, and from the process side, we've even gone the next step, and we take that same exact technology that really has made the Orion name for that pH Ross technology, and we put that into an online package. So now you can have that same Ross technology that you're used to and standardize on, really, in the lab, now in the process, too. So again, it's that apples and apples and making sure you have the best possible measurement.
On the process side, what kind of impact does that have in terms of cost control? Again, the better measurements you've got, the more information you have, the more intelligence you have. What kind of impact is it having?
It's actually pretty huge. I mean, if you think about it, you know, someone's got to go out to the line and they have to check that pH on the line. So they'll take it and they'll take their measurement and they'll take an offline measurement and they'll go back to the lab and they'll put it in and they'll say, okay, it was reading on the line pH 7.5, but I'm reading pH 6.9 in the lab. A lot of things can happen from point A to point B. Plus also, there's different pH technology. So it's time. Really, it's time. It's efficiencies and all that sort of stuff. If you have the same technology at the same time, those measurements are usually pretty much right on each other. It's validated very quickly. Process gets up and running. You don't have to worry about it. And it allows these techs to move on to the more important stuff. To get to keep the processes going.
All right. If you're just tuning in, this is Water Online Radio Live, and we are speaking with Jim Cairns and Ricky Hartwell with Thermo Fisher Scientific. Guys, chlorine is obviously a common measurement in the water industry. Lots of options available. Do you have something different?
You know, it's got to be probably the most common measurement that's out there, especially in the wastewater drinking water area. And that technology that's used, which is DBD, has been around forever, and it's probably one of the measurements that we've seen, you know, the least amount of innovation on, really. It's tried and true, and the same thing's been around for a long time. So, you know, like we said a little bit earlier, what we're trying to do is make that synergy between lab and process, and so that make it as easy as possible. And so we do have a new instrument coming out. We call the Chlorine XP. It's an online instrument that's capable of doing both total chlorine and free chlorine in the same instrument, or either or. But it also makes other measurements that are very common, like pH and conductivity. So you can actually do 4 to 5 measurements just in the one unit. And we've made some unique measurement technology within the reaction cell. It's patented technology that allows us to actually double the reagent's life. So usually standard's about 30 days. We can get 60 days. We can get 60 days plus out of it. And we have some measurement things that go on inside of there that make it so it's extremely accurate. For example, we do a zero calibration with every measurement prior to making the measurement, where other systems only do it once when you install it and that's it. We all know that, you know, especially for, let's say, drinking water, water quality changes over the seasons. You know, there's color changes are going to happen, and those are going to affect your measurements. And this is where that synergy happens again. Hmm. But with this new instrument, we basically zero that out and make it so that, you know, you're apples and apples again.
Well, Ricky, speaking of innovations, obviously it's incredibly important in this whole water treatment arena. What do you see coming over the next 2-3 years?
That's a great question. I think making sure that your readings are recorded, that you can transfer them to a computer easily, and that customers are able to read their instrument clearly. So better displays. We're seeing much better quality now than we even saw 2 or 3 years ago. We have a new Orion VersaStar meter where the display is actually customizable. So if you have trouble reading a smaller font size, you can make that measurement bigger.
That's something I'm going to need.
Guys, talk about WEFTECH. You're exhibiting here, so there's obviously a value to the organization to be present at an event like this. So you've touched on it throughout the broadcast about some of the goals and objectives, but reiterate some of those key points. And what is Jim and Ricky hoping to learn personally at this show? What are you observing? What do you plan to walk out here with some new knowledge on?
Yeah, you know, WEFTECH's a great show. I mean, it's huge. It's, you know, no matter where we go, whenever we go, it's just a great opportunity to see what's going on within the industry, to see what is coming up, and to talk to the customers as they come by the booth and tell us, you know, what it is that we need, you know, what is it that you can help us with. And we listen to all of that. We pull that all in. And WEFTECH is the perfect opportunity to talk to those customers and do that. So it's a great, great show. It's a lot of fun for us. We cram ourselves into our booth and, you know, pull people in and all that kind of stuff. But No, it's still a lot of fun. You know, we look forward to coming to WEF Tech every year, and we'll continue to do so for quite some time.
Well, you made it real clear that customer feedback is critical to how you guys go to market and do business and serve your customer base. So, and this is a great place to collect all that information. Well, guys, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn about the work you're doing in the water analysis unit at Thermo Fisher Scientific?
Yep, well, the best way to find us is on thermoscientific.com. /water is an easy way to get to us. And the search engine, you can search for any of the products, the Chlorine XP, the VersaStar, and pull that right up and see what's latest and greatest with us, too.
All right. Jim Cairns, a process business manager for analyzers, and Ricky Hartwell, a global product manager with Thermo Fisher Scientific. Jim, Ricky, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having us. Great as always.
Our pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guests, Jim Cairns and Ricky Hartwell, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.